Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Parks. My name is Becky Dunlap.
And this is Marissa Moravic, and we're your hosts for this weekly podcast.
An evolving resource to help parks and recreation professionals raise the bar in their organizations so that they can make a positive difference in their communities. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Let's Talk Parks. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Today, I want to talk about embracing your current career season. And this comes at a time where I think a lot of people are rethinking their career. And I just read a stat the other day that 300,000 women left their job last month. And more people are just thinking about, you know, what's best for them, what makes sense for them in their life and in their career right now. And I think it's a really timely topic just for those of you who may be experiencing burnout or feeling like you are in the mood for change. And, you know, I've gone through that a lot and I continue to go through that today. And so I think it's helpful when someone else talks about their transitions and their feelings, and just so that you know that, like, you are not alone in this and that it can be really, really difficult to manage all of the things that come from working in the field of parks and recreation, and that even though it can be fun and really rewarding, it can also be hard. It can be both. So to start, I just want to kind of talk about the seasons of our profession in general. So there's a lot of things in parks and recreation that are seasonal. Every spring we do Easter egg hunts and spring flings and fun programs after school as summer starts to come in, and we get excited for summer camp, and we do movies in the park and concerts in the park, and there's just so much going on with pools open. And then we transition into the cooler weather, and fall programs are here, and we're doing after school programs and helping out schools. And then eventually we get into winter and winter break and holiday parades and activities with Santa. And it's always something going on, right? And in the middle of that, We've always got administrative things, we've got marketing tasks, we've got budgets, we've got these different seasons where we're, you know, taking on new technology and training everybody, or, you know, maybe we're focusing on a certain facility opening or reopening, you know. So I think in our profession in general, there's a lot of seasons. But I would also say within our career, as you're moving your way up, as you kind of advance in the field of parks and recreation, there's also seasons where your activities and your, you know, what you do on the day-to-day is very different early in your career than what it is later in your career if you have decided to go up the proverbial ladder. So, you know, when you're an entry-level professional or a student or an intern, you get your hands dirty. And you're exploring what it's like to work in the field. Maybe you're you know, an environmental educator working in a nature center, and you're learning about all these animals and trees and learning how to teach people for the first time. And you're connecting with kids, and you're having to be creative and come up with different programs. And, you know, do you remember your first job? Do you remember kind of those different hats that you had to put on? And sometimes you ended up putting up on the hat of, you know, of a janitor. You end up cleaning the entire facility, and you get on your hands and knees and pick up all of the beads that fell from summer camp, or, you know, all of the animal enclosures or whatever it is. You know, you just get dirty, and it's fun that way because you're learning all of the time. And then as you get into kind of more administrative roles, you may find yourself doing more paperwork, you may find yourself at your desk more, you may find yourself in more meetings and meetings and meetings, and you may find yourself in the park supervising the work that goes on there. And so this is a big transition in and of itself, is becoming more of a manager and leading your team and understanding what's happening in the big picture. So you're moving beyond just you and actually running those programs or running, you know, maintaining the parks and moving into more of a supervisory role. And that can be really exciting, but you kind of lose some of that creativity and some of the, at least for me, some of the joy and excitement that came from learning new things, being around people all the time. And then as you move even further into your career, you'll probably find yourself in front of, you know, the park board or city council meetings, advocating for what you and your team need and how things can and should be, and you know, the financial resources that you need in order to do your programs. And you're looking at more data so that you can make the right decisions and justify your expenses or your new staff or whatever it may be. So you really move into an advocacy role and you're listening to more of the public, you're listening to more complaints, you're trying to understand your community and what they want. And I find that these stages in your career are really, really interesting. Of course, they vary and they change, but just kind of as a broad overview of, you know, how things do evolve, it's very interesting in that way. But just like our profession and just like the stages in our career, personally, as humans, we also have stages and seasons in our career where we feel motivated and energized and excited about the work that we do. And then other times we have seasons where we question things, where we wonder if we are on the right path. And we're always, you know, in the pursuit of personal and professional growth, we're looking for those things that make us come alive again, but sometimes they're hard to find. And I listened to a podcast the other day by Brené Brown and Amy Cuddy talking about this, you know, another syndrome, right? Pandemic flux syndrome. You know, another thing to diagnose ourselves with. But, you know, I related a lot to the fact that everything still feels up in the air and that we're still collectively, you know, watching our back and checking our phone and figuring out what's next, what's next, you know, what crazy thing am I going to read about today or what am I going to see on the news next? And this brings about a sense of total exhaustion and anxiety to the surface because we're in constant reactive mode. And Marissa and I did an episode probably a month or two ago about being proactive versus reactive. But I think the default for all of us right now is just to be reactive. It's like unless you take a stance and you carve out time to plan and really think ahead, you are going to be reactive to all of the different things going on because that's what the last 18 months have trained us to do. And so as we try to shift out of those default patterns and habits that no longer serve us, you may question if this career field is even right for you or if you need more support or accountability or boundaries or training in your career. And I want to give you that permission to ask yourself what you need out of this season. And maybe that need is just to disengage a little bit. And I did an episode on this a while back, and it's actually one of the most listened to episodes, which is, when is it okay to disengage at work? Because this podcast for me is the ability to speak my truth and to just say what a lot of people think but may not say out loud. And things that I don't say out loud to other people because it's vulnerable and it's scary and you don't want to tell somebody that you're feeling disengaged or depressed or unsatisfied because you think that it might mean something about you and your worth and, you know, how things will change because of this feeling or this temporary state. what came out of that episode is that I hope that I gave you the permission to step back and to focus on some other things in your life. We are not robots. I've said this before in the show. We are growing and evolving humans. And we are humans first, not professionals. And so even though we do amazing work in the community, you're a human first. One of the things that I remember and that I cherish in my work at Greenplay is talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And I was working with Teresa Penbrook on one of the projects in Ventura, California, doing like a senior needs assessment. And she showed Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which I, of course, I had learned at one point back in college or high school. But it reaffirmed that you have to take care of your basics first, which is your psychological needs, which is your, you know, your food, your water, your shelter, your sleep, your clothing. You have to take care of all those things first to even think about all of those other things, that, you know, the things that make our lives rich. So that's really like the base. And then the next is your safety, your personal security, your employment, your ability to pay rent, your ability to, you know, get up every day and do something that's going to provide for your family or for yourself. And it's your health. It's looking after your property, your house. And I sometimes forget that too. I've tried to refocus a little bit into some of those basics because, you know, with a toddler, as a little side story, my house gets messy all of the time. And I'm not a naturally clean or organized person. I'm not. I have to work really hard to be organized. And what I found is that when I don't take care of the basics of just keeping my kitchen clean, keeping my house clean, and doing laundry, everything else seems to be more stressful. And so you have to take care of what seems like the little things because they're actually the bigger things. And then once you get past, you know, the psychological needs and your safety needs and those things are met, then you can look at, you know, love and belonging and friendship and your connection and your family. And those have to come next. Those have to come next because they're really like a foundational piece to everything else. Your esteem, your self-esteem comes next. And what goes along with your self-esteem is your status and your recognition. You know, the celebrating things that you do well, your strengths. I think it's really interesting because your self-esteem has to be, a lot of times we strive for self-esteem from our work and that's normal. But if we don't take care of those underlying needs, then all of that really will just feel very superficial. And so, you know, and the next one is self-actualization, which is like just to become the best that you know that you can be. And it's funny because so much of parks and recreation and like improving your quality of life, many would say that like that's in that final step. But in reality, it's every part of that. It's in that love and belonging stage, that connection. Some people rely on parks and recreation for their food, for their shelter, for, you know, a safe place to be. So I share the reminder of this hierarchy of needs as a way to, number one, validate everything that you're doing in terms of parks and rec and the services that you provide. But number two, to remind yourself that as you're in new seasons of your career, to honor the most basic foundational things in your life and to take care of those things first, because everything else will come later. And I want to give you permission, if you need it, to not care as much about your work or your title or your promotion or whatever it is, and let the chips fall where they may and allow yourself to just be present, enjoy this nice fall weather that you may be having right now, enjoy this transition, and to not stress so much about the changes that may be happening within you or the anxiety that may be happening within you, because it only makes things worse. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is just practice going with the flow, allowing myself to be in this transition, which feels weird to me, which I can't figure out what's going on in my life, where I feel like some things feel very out of control, where I can't manage my emotions as much, and just realize that this is temporary. And this is an important stage of my life and my career where I figure out what my next step is. And remember that my life is not defined by my career, and neither is yours. So I know that this is a career podcast. We're talking about parks and recreation. We're talking about all the different things that need to change and, you know, to make your organization run smoother. But in reality, it comes down to people first, and taking care of yourself first is really that first step. So thank you guys so much for allowing me to share this today. It's another vulnerable share. Sometimes I do this because as much as this podcast is helping parks and recreation professionals and giving you the resources and insights and ideas that you might need to streamline your agencies and make a difference in your communities, it's also a way it's my personal development outlet. And sometimes it takes a lot to share what's on my mind, and sometimes it comes easy, but I just want to respect and thank you for listening today, and I hope it was helpful to at least one of you out there who's in the middle of a change or, you know, a difficult career season. So I just want to tell you that you're not alone, and I see you, and I know everything that's happening out there is not easy. So just take care of yourself, and until next time, let's talk parks.